Let's turn to another subject in the news, a rather disturbing one. You've said that you're shocked, appalled by the revelations about Harvey Weinstein. And, of course, you've distanced yourself, you've condemned what he did. But does it give you pause for thought? How carefully did you check the background of your donors? What are the lessons to learn here?
I think there are a lot of lessons for everybody to learn. With respect to him specifically, he's been a supporter of Democrats for decades. He was a strong supporter of mine, a strong supporter of President Obama and many others. And we do vet donors, and that shows you what was and wasn't in the public arena in terms of specific knowledge. Because I certainly, as the Obamas themselves said, was surprised and disgusted by these revelations.
But there is a network of people who know each other well. We're now seeing so many people come out. A lot of them are at least sympathetic to the Democratic cause. I suppose my hunch is that there's an incuriosity sometimes within groups, elites, left or right, where they don't want to ask awkward questions about people they're comfortable with, socially.
With our vetting, and I know this is true for the Obamas as well, we turn down a lot of people. So if information comes that is, troubling, we act on it. And all I can tell you is that no such information came. It may have been a well-kept, unfortunate secret in entertainment circles. But even some of the women who have come out, I've been with them. I've been at events with them. I know them. And no one has ever said anything. And so part of it was, I guess, as they have all described, the fear factor that they wouldn't be believed, they wouldn't tell anybody, until finally the dam broke. And I can't speak to why it didn't break sooner, but now that it has, he's facing consequences. But I don't want to lose sight of the larger problem. Shining a bright spotlight on just him is missing the point. We have a confessed sexual assaulter in our White House. So we can't just say, oh my gosh, condemn this one person and move on. This is a larger problem in society.